Will Wade will again be LSU men's basketball coach 4 years after being fired. And though fans are expected to be happy with the leadership change, the move will come at a significant cost to LSU. Matt McMahon and his staff's buyout is expected to total around $11 million. But Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says the program will find a way to raise enough money to continue operating at full capacity.
When they really want to find the money, they know the people that can get them the money, regardless of how that's channeled. They can find the money when they need it, and I think they just really felt like they needed it because of how far down the basketball program had gone.
New graphics from the National Hurricane Center this year will include risks to inland areas as well as coastal areas. Deputy Director Jamie Rome says,
in some cases, you can have in the same place a hurricane watch and a tropical storm warning. And it was very hard to graphically depict this, a little bit confusing, but you can see we've got the way to do that.
Universities could permanently ban a student organization if a hazing incident results in a student's death. Laws passed after the 2017 death of LSU student Max Groover, who died from alcohol poisoning while pledging a fraternity, were directed at individuals. Legislation currently under consideration in the House would apply to the entire student organization. Southern University student Caleb Wilson died in 2025 after he was repeatedly punched in the chest during an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.